Remember Me, Children of the Holocaust is the harrowing story of the Holocaust as told through the eyes of its youngest victims and survivors. Using diaries and survivor testimonies, the story unfolds of lives forever changed by bigotry and prejudice. This exhibit is the El Paso Holocaust Museum's first exhibit designed and created entirely in-house. This is also the El Paso Holocaust Museum's first exhibit created entirely about children for children. Remember Me will run until October 9th, and admission is free. Here to tell us about it is Jamie Flores from the El Paso Holocaust Museum. Good morning. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Jamie, what made you all decide to do an exhibition for children?
Well, the idea really came from the fact that we have so many families that come through the museum with young children, and our museum galleries are really set up for an older audience, high school, college, and above. So we felt that children were not getting the experience that we wanted them to have. They were either missing out on a lot of the information because it was over their heads, or it was almost a little too traumatizing for them because the Holocaust is such a traumatizing topic. So the idea came to somehow present this information in a way that children could understand it and get empathy from it and be able to learn some lessons from such a difficult history.
So how do you go about doing it? Because you're right, it's a tough subject matter. It's a subject matter that everybody should know about. But how are you all approaching it in regards to children?
Well, the way that we decided to do that was actually through the stories and through the voices of children who experienced the Holocaust. We thought it was a better way to tell the story rather than have an adult tell it to a child, but have another child tell the story. So we used survivor testimonies, we used photographs, and even artifacts that might have belonged to a child to try to convey that story.
And how did you get a hold of the artifacts, or who helped you massage and message the story?
Well, the artifacts themselves came from antique dealers, actually from all over the country, even some international. We found the objects online and were able to bring them into the museum. These artifacts are a little bit unique to our museum because they don't have the provenance of belonging to someone who went through the Holocaust. So the reason we chose to do that is that we wanted children to be able to touch the artifact, to interact with it, to play with the toys that a child would have played with 70 years ago. So we really wanted it to be something they could touch and handle.
Which is really important when you're talking to kids, right?
Yes.
I mean, the more they can interact, the more
exactly.
It kind of resonates.
Absolutely.
When you all came up with the idea, was there any hesitancy about kind of breaching the topic this way, or were you looking for that?
There is always a little hesitancy from some of our people at the museum is, how are you going to do this without traumatizing a kid? Can a kid really grasp the magnitude of the Holocaust? But I can say when I broached this topic with my boss, our executive director, she was entirely in favor of it. Our board was in favor because of how we laid it out, how we discussed how we are going to actually walk a child through this.
And what would you say to a parent who wants to bring their child?
I would say please bring your child to the exhibit because it's the really difficult topics such as the concentration camps, the real atrocities of the Holocaust. We really barely touch on those topics. This is really more of an introduction to the Holocaust. We only use stories of children who survived, so there is a little bit more of that hopeful aspect of it. The themes that we really touch on are more themes that a child, even as young as maybe 6 or 7 years old, can relate to. Themes of separation, of loneliness, of feeling bullied or picked on, confusion, those types of things that a really young child can still understand without
right.
going into some of the depths of the really horrific things.
And it's funny how they can understand it, but it maybe doesn't have a label, or what is that
right.
called?
Right, exactly. something that I would say to any parent, something that I actually said to my sister who has two young children, is that really the mission of the exhibit is that a child leaves feeling empowered. So we invite children at the very end of the exhibit to leave a message, to make a pledge on how they will stand up to bullies or stand up for others, to be kinder, to do something to make this world a better place. And we try to inspire kids, to empower them to see that they can make a difference, even if they're very young. And that's really the mission of this exhibit. We want to educate. We want to really explain the lessons of the Holocaust and allow kids to personalize that history. But we also want them to leave feeling like they can do something in the face of all the prejudice we still have in this world.
What a way to leave something, right? Then it opens that conversation for the child and the parent to talk about,
exactly.
Hey, stand up for yourself, or if you see an injustice, mm-hmm. say something, because you never
exactly.
know.
Exactly, exactly. And what we've found so far with the exhibit is families are coming in together, and we can watch as parents are working with their child to write that message on the board, and it's just really opening up a lot of conversations.
So what ages do you think more or less are appropriate for this exhibit?
Well, we really recommend ages 6 and above. I think around 8 years old is when they really start to grasp that, but even children as young as 6 can begin to start thinking about those lessons. They, even as young as that age, they know what a bully is and they know what unkindness is, and they can make that step forward as well.
Right, because I think at first, if I think back as a young person, I think the first interaction with the Holocaust is really with Anne Frank.
Oh, absolutely.
And that happens, I think, in high school, no, maybe sophomore?
Usually high school. We do get a lot of middle school students who come through the museum on guided tours on our main galleries. So teachers are beginning to introduce those lessons now in about 6th, 7th, or 8th grade, but not really before that. Before that, it's usually a little bit too heavy.
Right, or mm-hmm. it's up to the parent at that point.
Absolutely.
So mm-hmm. what a great step to then, you know, show your child, share this early on, and then walk into that Anne Frank part of it.
Yes.
Kind of pre-educated. I remember the impression the book made. I mean, I think everybody remembers it.
Oh, absolutely.
And
I
you
do
think,
as well.
Mm-hmm. And it was that, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I think you're reading it at the age that Anne was in the attic.
Exactly, exactly.
So something like this, I guess, if we're putting it in perspective, is maybe if you're 6 years old, you're probably seeing, well, how did somebody my age experience
exactly.
this?
Exactly, and that's what we tried to do. We actually used a lot of child stories, and we told that through other children. So we have several parts of the exhibit that are interactive, and they can put on headphones and actually hear a child telling the story, someone who was their age. And I think that's so powerful because it's not an adult story. This happened to children. And so they can start to see that as well.
And you say you're sticking to stories of hope and children that survived. Can you give us an anecdote of some of the stories that children will hear?
Absolutely. We have several stories that we feature where the child was put on a transport to another country called a kinder transport. And that was the way that the parents actually saved their lives, by putting them on a transport. So a child will tell that story. A few others are children were put into hiding. And so we've even recreated a hiding space for children to go in there and to see it as they're hearing the story of a child who hid. One of the stories that's featured is the story of three sisters who are all actually hidden in separate places, separate homes or separate orphanages. Their parents had to leave them and had to go somewhere else to hide. But the amazing part of that story is that they all survived, the entire family, and they were all reunited. It's a very rare story to happen during the Holocaust, but those are the ones that we wanted to show, to give them that sense of hope and that sense of positive, as well as, in addition to the reality, but...
Right. I mean, I think every child can sense that fear of being separated from your mom.
Yes.
But then being reunited.
Yes.
I mean, even when you get lost at the grocery store.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
Not to make light of it, but...
Absolutely. But everyone has had that feeling
yes.
of having to be separated from their mom. So.
Well, tell us museum hours and any other events. I know you have the Tour to Tolerance happening tomorrow.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do have the Tour to Tolerance happening tomorrow. Today we are having our packet pickup at the museum. It is going on all day today and is the last chance to sign up for the Tour de Tolerance. It's the largest fundraiser that the museum has. We're in our 11th year of doing the Tour de Tolerance, and it's our way of raising awareness of the museum and our mission, and I'm just really reaching out to the community. It's a very fun, festive event.
And we should say the Tour de Tolerance is for cyclists, but you don't have to be an avid cyclist. There are different categories.
There are different categories. We also have a run and a walk. That's a newer feature. We have a 5K run and walk, so really whole families can do this. People who are not cyclists or runners, you can still come out and have a lot of fun.
So there you have it. You can check out Remember Me, Children of the Holocaust at the El Paso Holocaust Museum between now and October 9th. Admission is completely free.
It's completely free.
And you also have the Tour de Tolerance happening tomorrow.
Yes, we
for
do.
Which everybody can register.
Absolutely.
You can walk, run, bike, do it all.
Do it all.
And it all supports the El Paso Holocaust Museum.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Jamie, for coming and telling us about the exhibition and about tomorrow's event.
Thank you very much for having me.